Black lung, or co-workers' pneumoconiosis, is a horrible disease that kills you slowly. Unfortunately, Gary Harrison is one of those suffering. Harrison was among the speakers at the ruling announcement at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health building in Morgantown. He joined with officials from NIOSH, the Department of Labor, and the Mine Safety and Health Administration in announcing new rules that are designed to tighten coal dust regulations. He found out he had black lung in his mid-40s after mining coal for 20 years.
My dad is 88 years old this year. He got black lung. But yet, he walked through the house. And I know he need oxygen, but he still ain't using it. I thought I may be able to do the same thing, but seemed like mine may be a little more progressive than what his is.
Miners breathe in coal and, worse, silica dust, which is especially damaging and more prevalent in thinner seams of coal that are more frequently mined these days. That dust isn't expelled from the lungs. It accumulates and slowly continues to cut, scar, and harden the lungs, making each breath excruciating and increasingly difficult. The disease has claimed the lives of 76,000 miners, which U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez pointed out is 5 miners each day for at least 40 years. And in recent years, the number of younger miners affected has risen significantly. Autopsies performed on the 29 miners killed in the 2010 blast at the Upper Big Branch mine revealed that most of those men had black lung disease, including 5 miners who had worked less than 10 years and 1 miner who was only 25 years old.
A lot of coal companies just ignore the law, ignore safety, ignore common sense, ignore humanity, and ignore their miners. If you're in business and your people are dying from black lung, maybe you shouldn't be in business. Maybe you just shouldn't be in business.
Those were some of the thoughts of West Virginia's retiring Senator Jay Rockefeller. New rules aim to lower exposure to coal dust by closing regulation loopholes, improving testing techniques, and increasing frequency of testing. Maximum dust level permissible in mines will be reduced for the first time in over 40 years from 2 milligrams to 1.5 milligrams. The new rules also aim to increase accountability. Top mine officials will now be required to personally sign off on new dust regulation measures. And medical surveillance tools are also being expanded to surface miners.
I think we are making history here, but we have to come through now with your help. It's one thing to make an announcement, it's another thing to actually make it happen.
We're taking a common sense approach to implementation, including a step-by-step phase-in that systematically improves protections for miners, that allows time for operators to secure the needed devices and to invest and implement better dust controls.
Assistant Secretary for the Mine Safety and Health Administration, Joe Main, explained that those and several other new regulations are expected to be implemented by 2016. Improved sampling measures are to be in effect by August 1st of this year. New, continuous, real-time dust sampling devices are expected to be implemented by February 1st of 2016, and the lower dust threshold standard changes effective August 1st, 2016. Officials report that technical assistance and information are immediately available. Labor and industry stakeholders are being briefed, and meetings with mine operators and miners to discuss the new regulations are scheduled. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.